Welcome to the Underground, the Steel City Underground, the black and gold standard for Pittsburgh Steelers coverage. Now, here's your host, Joe Kuzma.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Steel City Underground podcast presented by Game Day Tailgate Experience. Elevate your tailgate when the Steelers travel to Jacksonville, Florida on November 18th to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. You could elevate your tailgate by joining the giant five-hour all-you-can-eat and open-bar tailgate. For more details, visit our website at steelcityunderground.com/jaguars-tailgate. You're hearing the voice of one Joe Kuzma. That would be just one, because I am a lonely individual today without any of my colleagues, cohorts, and co-hosts. I actually thought about this episode being the roast of Brian E. Roach. I could already hear him giggling when he does get a chance to listen to this, because it's exactly what I told him when I found out he was unavailable to join me for this episode. But I'm going to let Brian... I'm gonna give Brian a pass. He gets a get out of jail free card for today, even though I am the Monopoly man with all the cards in my hand. And actually, the topic is more the brainchild of a one Terry Fletcher, who is on assignment in Hawaii, not via SCU assignment. Otherwise, I would be there with her. But it was Terry who brought up the idea of the Steelers Nation across the nation, all the different places you can go to in different parts of the country. And by any means have we covered every corner of the earth, let alone the United States or even just one of those states. So there's plenty of that still to go around, and we'll probably pick up that topic when the news is slow. But I do have one that's more than likely pertinent for those of you members of Steelers Nation, and you got to mind me, I am still nasally. This weather, it gets hot, it gets cold, you get baked, and then it's raining. I can't understand it. So I apologize. I'll be clearing my throat. I don't have Brian or Terry to spell me in between where I can do that, but I've been battling it for like the last week, and it sucks. But anyway, if you happen to be battling any ailments and you're stuck sitting at home, well, this is what today's episode's about. It's not about whether you're in California or Florida or even in downtown Pittsburgh stuck without a ticket or with one, and what do you do? This is about those of you folks who want to watch your Steelers when you're at home or, you know, within the vicinity of your household. Because, I mean, let's face it, you're still going to go to bars or friends' houses, but this will help all of yous try and catch as many games as you can that are televised. And that could be a big challenge if you're outside of the regional viewing radius, which technically I can and can't be. I kind of am in an overlap personally. I live in Northeast Ohio myself, and sometimes the Cleveland Browns, being that it is Ohio, have, I guess, the first dibs on network television. All of the AFC games, or most of the Steelers games, are televised on CBS, and we know ahead of time, actually, what those games, what networks those games will be on. And some of those will be an issue for some folks, and for others, it won't be a problem if you live in that viewing area. And that's where they have the rights, the viewing rights the Steelers do. So if I drive 10 minutes down to my father-in-law's, I have no problem. You can get it right on the rabbit ears if you want. But seeing as that the Steelers are in the same division and the same conference as the Browns, there's a little bit of battling there. And I know some of my folks out in Maryland also have to deal with this same dilemma when it comes to the Baltimore Ravens, probably overtaking the 1 o'clock time slot when they're both playing at the same time. And those of you folks that are all the way up in Erie, Pennsylvania, my heart goes out to you, because not only do you have to battle with Cleveland Browns viewers, you also have those Buffalo Bills fans that aren't too far to the northeast of you. So a lot of you know what I'm talking about there, and you're trying to figure out, how can I watch my Pittsburgh Steelers? Well, I got a lot of tips for you today, and you know, most of them will be at least ethical or legal within gray area. That means you're not going to hear me talk about Reddit. You're not going to hear me bring up like whatever watchnflfree.com RU or XYZ or ABC or any of these sites that people share links to. That's not what I'm talking about here. If that's what floats your boat, God bless you. I'm talking about actual ways to watch. And one of the best is if you're not too far from Pittsburgh and you can pick up Pittsburgh locals with an antenna. I used to be able to do that, but I live like way too close to TV towers and they consolidated some of the networks onto one tower. And I mean, the thing just blows out everything to where one of the local channels doesn't even come in. It's their competitor. That's how close I am to it. So as you could tell, I'm a cord cutter, but I used to be a big DirecTV, the actual mini dish that they put up on the roof. I used to have that with the full Sunday ticket package. And you know what? That's probably still the best way that you're going to be able to watch any games ever. And that's going to be true if you could find a bar that does the same thing. Why not? If you're one to spend some money on some food and drinks already. Clearing my throat, but I was clearing it to mention that. Jaguars tailgate when it comes to drink and food. But I digress. Back to the topic at hand. Sports bars, a lot of them, you're going to want to find one that has the Sunday ticket, and you can watch like every game that's, you know, humanly possible. But as it stands, there are a lot of games that you could get right over the rabbit ears, or if you happen to have a cable package, a dish package, or even just a substitute of that, if you're a cord cutter like myself, I just throw up the rabbit ears. And you know what? I have a cheap pair. It's even outside. I used to have the whole DirecTV thing that was run into every room in my house. Now, I'm a very technical guy. This is where this topic came up, actually, because Terry was talking about using the NFL Game Pass, which is if you have the NFL Game Pass. I wanted to say something, but I'm not sure I want to say it yet, but I'm going to say the United States version of that, which is what we can buy here. You can only watch the preseason games live. Now, if you go to do the regular season, you usually have to wait like half a day or until the next day until the game's available for replay. So if you could avoid scores and spoilers, radio, newspapers, friends and family, social media, et cetera, alerts on your phone. If you could avoid any of those things and watch the game fresh that way, or you have like a DVR or something, that perfect. God bless you. But it's almost impossible these days. But I wanted to clear that up. And you know, an Xbox is one of the streaming devices you could use to get some of this. Now, if you're in like an area with local channels, you know, some of these streaming packages and things, or the CBS All Access, they actually started allowing some of the NFL games, but they're still restricted to the same blackout rules. And it gets even goofier with the NFL. Now, that's because if you try and watch some of this stuff with a phone, it all depends. I mean, most of you know the Thursday night stuff. Some of it's on Amazon Prime. If you have an Amazon Prime membership, you could go through that. Formerly, it was through Yahoo at certain points. But for a whole lot of it, if you try and pull up something like a cord-cutting package like a Sling TV or something like that, and you're on a mobile phone and you're not on a Verizon network, you may be blacked out, and you're going to have to look that up ahead of time. Usually, they post or publish this information, and that's because everyone who has Verizon phones, they're an official partner of the NFL, and in that, they have a package that people can buy and pretty much do the Sunday ticket deal, but do it from a mobile phone. So they have exclusivity when it comes to National Football League games, at least those Sunday games. Now, the Monday night games, ESPN, if you happen to have one of these other packages, I mentioned Sling TV, there's like YouTube TV, Hulu has one now, PlayStation View, DirecTV Now, which is not the same as DirecTV, is DirecTV Now. But even if you have the regular DirecTV and some of these other providers like maybe Dish Network, I know some people have like Xfinity, Comcast, Spectrum, which used to be Time Warner, you know, something along those lines, you could usually log into ESPN using your billing details on one of these devices, whether it's like an iPad, an iPhone, an Android smartphone, any type of tablet, laptop computer, desktop computer, Xbox, PlayStation, Amazon Fire Stick, the Roku. I own almost all of these things, by the way. I told you I'm a technophile. And if they usually have an app that you can download for ESPN has it. The NFL even has one too, but it's very limited what you can do with it since we are in the United States. And there are some ways to cheat the system with that and use an international NFL Game Pass deal, but I can't actually discuss that here on this program. I could tell you that it requires a VPN, and that's about it. The rest of it you got to figure out for yourself, and how you could buy one of those and pretend to be living somewhere else, like Germany or Mexico or UK. And so there's a little bit of tips there, but the international version of the Game Pass does the live games during the regular season, just like the preseason version does as well. And I'm sure there's some other methods that people are going to bring up as I'm talking about this. There's going to be an extra device or anything like that. So go ahead and troll the comment sections and leave some feedback, because I love talking tech and I love talking football. So this goes hand in hand together, and I'm sure I'm going to forget something. But just a review so far, Sunday Ticket, if you have DirecTV, pretty much the only way you can get it. There is another version. Maybe there's more than one version actually, but there is streaming Sunday Ticket. But it requires, like, you have to be living in an apartment where you can't, like, you know, have a dish, like, set up, like, on the wall or on the roof or something like that. An apartment complex or building that can't be altered. And then they check your address, and then you're capable of buying it. And it's still – it's a pretty tidy sum. And that's the reason why I didn't want to talk about the Reddit thing, or some of you out there that are, you know, pirating things. I understand you get it on the rabbit ears. It's technically free in that regard, but it's not free. There's these – why do you think CBS and Fox and them pay these billion – ESPN pay billions of dollars for these TV packages for advertising rights and things of that nature? It's not really free. It's why they're so protective of the content. It's why if you want to do one of these, you know, shortcuts and try and get it like that, you probably have to change, like, you miss half the game because it gets shut down. It looks like YouTube from like 2004, whenever it was launched. Remember how grainy and crappy the video looked? You may have, you know, I don't even know if you could take video with a Motorola Razr. Remember that old flip phone? Maybe the track phone. Maybe that's more like it. That's what you could kind of expect from something like that. And that's just not good enough for me. I got to have something that's a little bit more quality. But Sunday Ticket at home, streaming Sunday Ticket. The other way, too, is if you happen to be a college student or have a college student in your family, they usually fall under that whole platform of the apartment thing with the dorm, etc. And the students actually get like a discount, too. And they offer that for a short period of time. They'll discount all of these things, Game Pass, Sunday Ticket, and that mid-season sometimes as well. And then, you know, there's like a month or 6 weeks or something left, so you've missed a little bit more than half the season. But you never know. Maybe you get tired of going down to the bar that has the Sunday Ticket and you want to be able to get it at home, and you could do that. Of course, the other option, too, is if you have someone that subscribes to the NFL Sunday Ticket, somebody you know, a friend or family member, and they happen to have, I think, the Sunday Ticket. There's a couple different versions. They always change this from year to year. They add different things in what's called the Sunday Ticket Max. And that'll allow you to log in and also stream that stuff online. So you don't need the dish necessarily, and you could be away from home if you are the dish owner. But if the dish owner's at home, and then they share that with you, and then you could log in from wherever you happen to be, maybe your home, maybe even split the bill with somebody, and you have that arrangement. Just be careful, because the login for Sunday Ticket, even if you're stealing, you know, the college kid, you know, you got a nephew or something that, you know, just enrolled in some college, and you're stealing their name to sign up for this thing, so you could try and game the system. Only one person can be on that feed at one time. If somebody else goes and logs in from somewhere, it's going to kick your butt right off. So you got to be careful. It's not something you could share. I know people share Netflix or HBO accounts and things of that nature. You can't try it with any of the NFL properties. They boot you right off. So just be careful with some of that. I know some of my cord cutters out there are thinking, that's pretty interesting. You're talking rabbit ears, Joe, and it's sometimes it could be hit or miss depending on the antenna you have in your house. There's good ones, there's bad ones, there's ones that stick to windows with suction cups. I have like a dedicated antenna that sits outside, and it runs into actually all my old DirecTV wires. I just unplug the dish. It uses the same coaxial cable, goes right in. Somebody will tell me I'll blow up the house doing that. Hasn't happened yet. So all the wire was already run for me. Works the same if you've cut the cord on cable too. You just got to find that main feed, attach an antenna to it. You could attach a $6 antenna. Now, I'm not going to say it's going to hold up to all the weather and all the seasons, but if you don't fancy putting up a big pole and a big rig and pointing things in certain directions, or if you get an omnidirectional antenna outdoors, I mean, that's going to be the best performance. When you're dealing with this digital stuff, sometimes it gets blocky. It looks like the end of the Infinity Wars movie, if you know what I mean, with no other spoilers. But just be careful. You're going to want to test this stuff out, obviously, before like 1 p.m. on a Sunday, or you are going to be fit to be tied, and then you're going to be cursing my name to the heavens that I gave you any of this advice. I warned you. I warned you. Try it Friday night if you're a college football guy or gal. And if you don't like college football, then try it during the college football game so you get kind of a feel of what this might be like during the actual beyond the trial run. So just to reiterate for those of my folks who may not be sitting at home on a certain Sunday night on November 18th to watch a game, I mean, it'll be on NBC. You could probably get it over the rabbit ears, or if you have one of these cord-cutting streaming packages, or hey, you know what? You're the high roller. You have the big DirecTV package with everything, and you get the locals. Great. That's awesome. It's in the best HD picture and everything else. Almost sounds like I'm selling that. They should give me a kickback or something. But I'll tell you what we are pushing is, of course, the GTE tailgate of what I'm mentioning. And it's always better to be there live in person. Great weather right before the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. You get down to Jacksonville. You don't want to have to deal with much of anything else except for packing your Juju Smith-Schuster jersey. Put that in the bag, put your terrible towel in the bag. You can just do carry on because everything else will be there and provided by Game Day Tailgate Experience. There's all kinds of stuff. There's an open bar. There's all you can eat food. There's live music and entertainment, TVs, tailgating games, you name it. They'll even be giving away auctioning off certain memorabilia from the Jaguars and the Pittsburgh Steelers that you can then put back in your bag with the Juju jersey and the terrible towel. I'm telling you, this is going to be a blast. I can't wait for it myself personally. If you think you're interested and you want to party for up to 5 hours, you could get 20% off of your tickets for that event by using the promo code STEELCITY during checkout. You can find the links to get over to the GTE event by visiting our website, steelcityunderground.com/Jaguars tailgate. And I do encourage people to do that. I mean, if you're going to use the promo code, they at least know that that I sent you there, that we sent you there. But if you at least visit the website, then we could also gauge some of the additional interest in there. And then that helps out both of our parties, of course, and helps keep this show free, you know, because you don't want to have to find this on Reddit or something like all my cord cutters out there, right? I know some people are giggling about this, but it's become a trend. I mean, my mother, my father, I got my uncle into the cord cutting actually, but my mom and dad aren't cable TV people. They haven't wanted to pay the bills for that. It's just an added expense. They're retired. They're cool with just the antenna. And living in the market I'm in, a lot of these streaming packages like Sling or DirecTV Now or whatever, they don't have our local market is like 250th or something in size. Probably about as big as Green Bay, Wisconsin or something. They may even be bigger. Who knows? So our local channels, they're not added in there. I got to use an antenna in order to watch any games. Sometimes it's the Browns game. And overwhelmingly, it has been the Browns game with a few choice exceptions depending on the opponent and how bad the Browns have been, which has been to the benefit of myself and being able to see the Steelers on my local CBS outlet. Otherwise, I'm stuck with the Browns. Let me tell you, a few years ago, the Miami Dolphins and Cleveland Browns were playing at 1 o'clock, and the Steelers had like the 405, 415, something like that. And you probably remember this game because it went to overtime, the Browns and the Dolphins, for those of you who are in the same area. And since I was in a Browns region, they did not kick over to the Steelers game. And it happened to be, I think it was a week 3 game. That was when the Steelers played the Philadelphia Eagles. And I may have told it, for those of you who've been longtime listeners here, you may have heard this story. So you remember that week 3 game against the Eagles wasn't a very good one for the Steelers fans. Well, I was punching walls and stuff because I had to watch this Dolphins and Browns. You want to talk about, like, at least if it was like another team against the Browns that was somewhat like palatable, it's the Dolphins. They're like, they're the Southern Florida version of the Cleveland Browns. Don't at me. It's true. It's true. You know it. You know it. Hadn't done anything since Dan Marino left. Anyway, this game goes to overtime, and I miss like the opening series, I think offensively and defensively, between the Steelers and the Eagles. It happened to be the only drive of the Steelers by the time it kicked over to the live feed off the rabbit ears. And, you know, that may have even been still with the DirecTV because it was still the local channel. But regardless, I was stuck. I had no other way to watch the game. And that was the only series that they did anything with. They got their butts whooped in Philadelphia. It was quite pathetic. So if you get stuck like that, I know my cord cutters and everybody else that are out there, anybody that's with the package has been in that situation. There's not a whole lot you could do besides, like, kind of, you know, flick your finger around on Twitter and see if you could find anything else with that. As I've mentioned in the past, though, if we're talking about basically the main networks, if you're like on a smartphone and you're out somewhere and you don't have an antenna and there's not a bar, there's not a TV with an antenna or something like a cable package that has the locals to get a CBS or a Fox, or if it's a night game, you know, NBC with the Sunday Night Football, you're really kind of screwed unless you go to like some other type of methods. And I did mention, you know, it's a trial and error thing. If you try the NFL Game Pass, the international type, if you don't have a DVR and you want to pay for the regular Game Pass, that's the kind of the United States or American version, it's still really good. And it gets you games, I think, back to like 2009 or something that are archived. Really cool to go back, and they have coaches film. You could also get, they used to have a package called NFL Now. It was like $2 a month. I don't even know. It was really crappy setup with whatever, however they had it organized, but it enabled you to be able to watch like America's Game and archived Football Life episodes and things like that. Well, you get all that with Game Pass now too. So you get a condensed version of the game, you get a full version of every game, and then you also get the All 22 coaches film, which is like the sky overview that the coaches use. You could see, that's why it's called All 22, 11 players on each side of the field, all 22 players, and they have a sideline view, and then they have, like, you know, from the field goal post view, and you could see some of the formations. You could see how things open up. There's no commentary. There's really no audio with it, and it skips from play to play, and it's pretty cool because you could skip around from play to play within Game Pass itself. So if that's something that you enjoy watching film, I highly recommend that. But, of course, it doesn't help you watch a live game. I mentioned ESPN. If you happen to be a cord cutter, there's a few ways you could grab ESPN. I don't believe ESPN Plus, since it just launched, it's mostly like replacing ESPN3. There's a lot of soccer on it, if that floats your boat, but it's more or less like a lot of your smaller colleges, some of their games are on there instead of the ESPN3, and it's like $5 a month. But it doesn't get you, I think, the whole enchilada of the extra ESPN stuff. You need to go out and shell out about $20 or $25 is maybe the cheapest for like a Sling TV. And Sling works on just about everything. If you go and get something like DirecTV Now that has like a higher picture quality and you know, requires a larger bandwidth for your internet, and that's something you're going to want to check out too, because if you're already a cord cutter, you got to watch if you have any bandwidth caps. You don't want to exceed them, especially if you're on like a cell phone or something. God forbid I don't want your data bill to be like $6,000. So be careful out there when you're streaming these type of things. Okay, video will eat it up real quick if you hadn't learned already. But Sling, a little bit more compressed picture quality, in my opinion, still gets the job done. For some people, you won't be able to tell the difference. For others, you're going to be incredibly finicky and want something of a higher quality. DirecTV Now is very high quality. PlayStation View is. The other ones I haven't personally worked with, those three I've used at various times for different reasons. And of course, you could get access to NFL Network and maybe some other sports channels, including Red Zone, depending on which of these services you're going to want to check them out. They all have trials, so you could look them up, and that'll get you on ESPN. And there's a few games the Steelers have. One that's on ESPN off the top of my head is, once again, Week 3. God, I hate saying Week 3. Week 3 has not been kind as of the last few years. But first two games, Browns and Chiefs, scheduled to be on CBS. Now, there is some flex scheduling and things that eventually kick in later in the year, and there'll be some matchups where the networks actually trade. So a game that's on CBS could get kicked over to Fox. It doesn't always matter who the home or away team is either. General rule of thumb is Steelers home games are on CBS, and their flagship station out of Pittsburgh is KDKA for Inquiring Minds. First two games should be on CBS with the Cleveland Browns and then the home opener against the Kansas City Chiefs. ESPN Monday Night Football, Week 3, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Then it's Sunday Night Football on September 30th against the Ravens. At both of those games, ESPN, NBC Sunday Night, and then the Monday Night Football on ESPN should be available to any of you who have access. Rabbit ears, obviously, for NBC. Fox, once again, rabbit ear thing, may or may not have competition. You always got to look and see in your area with me. I just make sure the Browns are going to be on CBS, and I am good to go. You know what? TV Guide's still a thing. I think they may actually even print them, but they have an app. Just put in your zip code, put in something that resembles your viewing channel lineup, and it'll tell you where the game is. It's a pretty neat thing. And free. Free app. Can't beat it. CBS again at the Bengals. CBS with the Browns. CBS with the Ravens. Yes, all these AFC North games, and we just get to November 4th, and they're almost all out the way except for the final one, which is against the Bengals. But the only other games not on CBS, you get to a Thursday night game, of course. NFL Network, Fox simulcasts most of those now, and they took over for CBS, I think, maybe last year. And, of course, Amazon Prime will also stream that. So you got a number of ways to be able to watch it. Steelers come back around the primetime again for Sunday Night Football after the mini bye. That is November 18th, so I expect all of yens to be down at Game Day Tailgate Experience's tailgate party for that one instead, right? Then it's turkey time. November 25th, the Steelers play a 4:25, will be on CBS. That's one of the afternoon doubleheader games at the Denver Broncos. Back at home, CBS again with the Chargers. Another Sunday night game tentatively scheduled right now at the Oakland Raiders, of course, on NBC. And then they finish out the last three games of the year. These two are 4:25s, shouldn't have any competition no matter where you are. These should be nationally televised for the most part, unless there's some other regional game. Let's say you're in California and the Chargers or something are playing and they're going to bump the Steelers and Patriots, but sometimes that's not even a given. So again, check your listings, but 4:25 December 16th, CBS game with the Patriots, 4:25 again December 23rd at New Orleans Saints, and coming back around 2 days before New Year's, final game of the year at home at Heinz Field, welcoming the Cincinnati Bengals and hopefully seeing Josh Dobbs and or Mason Rudolph in action as the Steelers are undefeated through the year and working on or already have locked up that number one bye seed. Boom. I'm telling you, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it's something that gives you some useful information. Feel free to ask me some questions. If it's shady, I may not be able to answer you in its entirety. I already gave away a little bit of something that someone may not have thought of before. But again, if you're into saying "arr" and stealing stuff, it's not the way I go. I'm a person who's a content creator, obviously, with this website, with this show, and everything else. So it's against my moral fabric to do something like that and or give anyone information on how to do so. So outside of that, ask away, axe. I'm even saying the axe because I cannot talk anymore. My throat has had it. Fanmail at steelcityunderground.com is the email, 203-900-4728 or 4SCU is our hotline number. It's still out there. You could text and or call and leave us a message. I'm sure you got a lot of things that you would like to think and talk about. Cleveland Browns preview is just around the corner here as Mr. Roach will rejoin me and be thankful that I did not roast him. Until next time, though, my name is Joe Kuzma. Be safe, be good, and I'll catch you later.
We would like to thank you for listening and remind our listeners to follow us on social media and our website, www.steelcityunderground.com.